Good morning, Paige. So this is Paige Crombie, Ben, for the soundbite of Extended Diploma. Paige, obviously, about 3 weeks ago, we had a little presentation with you just sort of consolidating your London research and ideas that you had. This is now you've had time to sort of explore since then.
Yeah.
So this is us just checking in, making sure that you're happy with the direction you're going, that your ideas are robust enough. And that we're all on the same level.
Yeah, Paige. Well, I am really happy with how things are going. Like, I'm really happy with the paper cut experiments I've done.
Could I just ask you quickly, just go over what your theme is?
Okay.
And how, and where your theme is now, and then we can talk a bit about
the
process.
And maybe discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my theme is on, like, mental health, more specifically my own mental health, so depression and anxiety, because that's what I suffer with. And my discipline is like illustration, but also kind of like print work as well.
Lovely.
Mixed in with it.
So how are you translating this sort of autobiographical idea of sort of your own mental health and mental health and putting that into like an art?
Physical art.
So I'm thinking about creating posters. I had, like, me and Chantel were talking about it, like an idea of having maybe three posters.
Okay.
So one of like a self-portrait, and one showing maybe like sleep issues, because people with depression often either suffer with like insomnia, which is where they don't sleep much at all, or where they oversleep. And there's another poster which I'll create, which is on like self-isolation, if you get what I mean. So
is this almost like the stages, the different stages that
kind
people don't see
yeah.
of depression?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
maybe
to...
Maybe like the warning signs.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's
and,
what
and from
think.
A, and from your... And using you as the model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
That sounds lovely. That sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want these posters to be, if it is a poster form, like educational? Do you want them to help others?
I think I'd like it to help others. I think I'd like to let them know that they're not alone in the way they feel and
Cute.
That they can reach out. Because lots of people with depression and all that, like how I've been, I kind of isolated myself off and I didn't want to reach out for help because I was too scared to be a burden.
Yeah.
And I want people to realise that they're not and that they can reach out and they should.
So how will these do that? Do you think as a poster?
Because it would show that the way they're feeling, like I wouldn't say it's okay, but like it's not like it's not normal. Like people do end up feeling like this, and they should.
But how would you know? Like, say I just say like I put this on a wall, and someone walked past. How would that say anything about depression or these things you've been going on about?
How will the viewer know?
Yeah, like how will they know? Do you think then, I'm not trying to trick you up or anything here. What I'm trying to do, Paige, is like open that, well, how would people know actually? If that's what my intention was.
What might you need to add to that?
So maybe
more
a QR?
Expression.
Or what about a QR code
that
takes you to somewhere that tells you about depression?
Yeah, no, that would be good, yeah.
You know, how about on one of these layers some words?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or typography.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. This is a great idea, but what we need to do is if you want to translate that lovely thing of being like inclusive and opening up your own personal journey... Well, you want people to understand that and get the message, don't you? You don't, like, if I hadn't spoken to you, I'd have just walked past and thought that was just a very beautiful self-portrait done in collage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody looking a bit sort of maudlin.
Yeah.
Sad.
And maybe with a slightly muted colour palette.
Okay.
You know, which, again, that's the only thing that would possibly give us the idea at this moment. I don't know about you ladies. That this was maybe slightly on a downer, is in the palette and the slightly maudlin composition. You know, so you have to think, well, how do I really then
take this on a step?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it could be, you know, posters. You could be really blatant.
Yeah.
You know, I don't recommend that, but you could be really literal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You should definitely explore that.
Yeah. So, so we should see that in like your sketchbook or some design sheets where you've explored being really literal of, do you suffer with depression or...
Yeah, this is what depression looks like, that sort of thing.
Yeah, then the less literal, you know, and maybe starting to be a bit clever. If you look at, you know, if you go and look at, you know, you should do some research on looking at like leaflets and you know, pamphlets at support.
I've got a few stuck in my book.
Well, go back to them, look at them and see what information do they contain.
Okay, yeah.
And how can I apply that?
It might almost that these become standalone images because they do feel a bit more arty than graphic-y, communication-y. But maybe you use these images and consolidate them to make little leaflets that people can take away from the exhibition.
Yeah, great idea.
You know, sort of like, you know, building on top of, or a QR code that people access, or, you know, how you can have the graphics element, but it's something separate to the images. The images are like punchy and really interesting to look at, but then people have like a leaflet that's made up of them that they can then take
away. That would be lovely. You know, because I think Chantal's right, these are so beautiful that actually, you know, I would like to see some layers where you have played with typography and writing some autobiographical.
They're not a finished thing.
And that's what I mean, we've got the time with you because you've hit on a good idea. And yeah, stand alone at the end with like even a leaflet thingy down the side or something with these in smaller version for people to take away with information. I think that'd be brilliant.
Page. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Definitely have a look at it.
I would also recommend you do some colour theory work. You know, you look at colour and psychology.
Oh, me and Sarah, like we had a session.
Great. Yeah. Well, carry on. Like just, again, don't, just because you did one session with Sarah.
No, I can expand on it.
You've got to because it's practice, Paige. The more you do it, the more a fae you will become with knowing.
Yeah, it'll become second nature.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, just a little thing about refinement. Now, these are early experiments, but now moving forward with the new images that you create, and hopefully over the weekend you'll take a bank of photographs, as we've discussed, you know, about this idea of isolation and being in bed and whatever else.
Yeah.
You've got that for next week. But with the next ones, please make sure things are stuck down properly, you know, and that...
I need to get a new glue.
Yeah.
Well, Paige, it's about thinking about... But Paige, it's not about a new glue. It's about thinking what's appropriate. Not just a new glue. It's like, you know, is it spray mount? Is it print stick? Is it you have to spend the time to pay attention of what works the best?
Okay.
But that might mean that you have to do an experiment in your sketchbook.
Okay.
You know, a technical experiment of like, I'm going to try six different types of adhesive.
Okay, yeah.
And to pick the best for this technique.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because... You know, it's not a case that I'll just go and get a new glue because you don't know that if that glue's going to work.
That's fair.
What you want to do is experiment with adhesives.
Okay.
You know, if it's too wet, too dry, spray, what, pressing things down, you know, gluing stuff, putting stuff even through the press, in the press down at the print room.
So that it's solidified. Just be careful with your... Did you use a scalpel?
Yeah.
Yeah, just be careful you've got a sharp blade.
No,
it's
my scalpel got a bit blunt, so I'm going to have to get a new one.
We can see that. But again, like, still, it would be really beautiful experiment.
When it comes to the writing, as PJ has brought up, like you've done with your lino, like, do the writing on a sheet and then cut it out. Don't... on the
straight
cutout
up.
Pieces because it will be really obvious.
And you've got a habit of like exhibiting within the space you have, so you'd be like, and it would all be really tight and fitting in this.
Yeah, you do it big on the sheet and then just cut out pieces. If parts of the words are missing, doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter.
And you can type stuff out on Word, blow them up, double photocopy, so they're all ready. You're not even doing a lot of work. You can make your own fonts again, your own typefaces, you could get little stamps.
Okay.
And stamp all out, like, you know, like Letraset stamps, you know, like, and actually stamp with ink or monoprint your alphabet and do it as a piece of art itself.
Yeah.
So start to treat each stage as a piece of art that you're going to combine to then create the turbo art.
There is an artist that I follow on Instagram. I'll have to look it up.
But
I
was gonna,
he does
a lot
of that sort of stuff.
Can you talk me through what this is?
Those are, like, motifs for, like represent depression in my opinion. So I've got like a pill bottle of like antidepressants, basically
sad face
crying, cloud. That's supposed to be a battery, but you can't really tell.
This is supposed to be a cloud. Do you know what? Yeah. Bless you. It's that throwing me.
Yeah, same.
Because I was like, it's a basket.
Yeah, I was thinking a cupcake.
A cake cupcake, a sad cupcake.
I can see what you mean now.
So again, you know, these are little things. You're at a level now where we're pushing you. Mm-hmm. So don't think we're being critical. We just now know that you, with practice...
Yeah.
With now guidance, can take there. It to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And you are paid. So it's just, again, what Ashwantaki says, refinement.
Okay.
You've done a cloud. Ask people, does this look like a cloud where they print? Don't ask your mates, because they'll just say yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Ask people that you know that are going to be, it does look like a bit of a cupcake.
Yeah, okay.
You know, maybe try a different type of cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Or another cloud without the rain.
Yes. Okay. Or you use the rain and then remove the background so you're not inking up that bit.
Okay.
Or when you're doing your liner, you're going to have to do the hard work page. And what it is you've taken out the wrong sections. Yeah. You've left.
Reverse.
You've just gone kick, kick, kick on it. Sometimes you have to dig around to get your negative space.
Okay.
Where the effort is. If you're going to really, truly improve your lino car, you have to be prepared sometimes to create the negative space.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't happen quickly.
No. Yeah.
Mm.
You know. Bit.
But these are lovely.
Yes.
I think they're really beautiful.
Love them.
I just love the quality of the print.
Yes.
Sometimes it's so lovely.
Mm.
These could be included in your leaflet.
Yes.
It's like an illustrative, graphic-y, kind of simplified leaflet.
Okay.
Yeah, if you did... Also, go down the route of creating the leaflet. Don't think you have to make the information up.
You've got the information.
Just rip it off.
Just
work on the imagery and the layout. The content, rip it off from somewhere else.
Because
Don't give yourself more work. Try and reinvent that wheel, Jesus. But certainly, absolutely, it's about now taking the techniques that are working, but pushing them on that next level and trying really hard to refine them to the best level of sophistication that you can muster.
And if you want other images of people, I am more than happy to be a model for you.
Thank you.
But honestly, Beth, because I know sometimes asking people and being like, will you do sad face and like making them be a bit of a clown is hard for them.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with being a clown.
So we're all going to be zebras for Nina.
Yeah, so if you want dramatic sad faces in a bed, we can do...
We can make something.
You know, I can give you face.
Okay.
Because it might have started off being a little bit autobiographical, and that might be appropriate for the standalone images.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the leaflet, it has to appeal to a broader audience. Yeah. That is the job of graphic design.
Yeah.
So you might need to use different models.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And you are then covering those more ethical considerations because you're being a bit more inclusive.
Yeah.
You know, it's gone from autobiographical to
wider.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah.
But Paige, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You're coming on in leaps and bounds. Stick to it.
I will. Thank you.
I'll try and find that artist that I'm thinking about in terms of the writing on top of imagery and get that to you as soon as
Okay.
Could you send the next person up, please, darling? It's Sophia.
Okay.